Support for KPLU comes from PCC Natural Markets, collecting contributions for 11 local food banks during a holiday food drive in December. Donations will be used to purchase bulk foods. More at pccnaturalmarkets.com/events.
Well, Nancy Leeson, I made the best homemade pizza of my life this weekend.
Was it magic?
It was not magic. It was due to pizza technology breakthroughs.
Okay, what did you do?
One. I don't know if this is a technological breakthrough, but I used the Peter Reinhardt pizza dough recipe, and I was a little bit dubious of that because it contained honey. And in the past, my dough has just been flour, salt, water, and yeast. I thought,
okay.
Honey. But I followed it, and I think it tasted good. And I let that dough rise in the fridge for 3 days. Very important.
3 days, Stein. Isn't that what you do with your bagels? That takes too long, as far as I'm concerned.
All doughs are better. All yeast doughs are better if you let them rise in the fridge for several days. You can go like 3 to 5 days. I understand after six, things start going downhill. So that's part of it. But here's the big thing. I have thrown away my pizza stone.
Stein, you're supposed to toss the dough, not the stone.
Oh, yes, and I've been tossing the dough as well. But I tossed my stone, Nance, because I got myself a pizza steel. Have you ever heard of these things?
Tell me about it.
It's a plate of steel instead of using a stone. I got this thing. It's like a quarter inch thick, 15 by 15 inch carbon steel plate, and it just transfers heat like wild. You know, you want as much heat as you can get on a pie, right? And in a home oven, you can't really get all that much.
Right.
And this makes the most efficient use of what heat you can do. It was a marked difference when I put that pie on there. You know, usually I slide them on a piece of parchment paper, and by the time the pizza's done, the parchment paper's turned a little brown. This one turned black. I mean, it incinerated. So I won't be doing that anymore. But I got a great result, and I couldn't be happier. It's a great combination, that Reinhardt dough recipe, the 3-day refrigerated rise, and the pizza steel. That's the only way to go now.
Well, you know, funny you should mention the 3-day rise, because listen to this. For years, I've been making those fabulous rolls that I make, certainly at Thanksgiving. We make them for Christmas Eve dinner and throughout the rest of the year. They're a buttermilk biscuit recipe that I changed into a roll recipe. I've been making it, gosh, like at least 15 years now. I always make leftovers. Now, the rolls never taste quite the same when they're not fresh from the oven or shortly thereafter.
Yeah, right.
But I often have dough left over. You know, I put it in the fridge thinking I'll make rolls tomorrow or the next day. And then it gets kind of yeasty and a little beerish smelling.
Oh, yeah.
And then I sometimes throw it away. So Nate recently took some leftovers that had been in the fridge for at least 4 days and asked me if he could make flatbread out of it. You know what? It was the most amazing flatbread that I think I'm going to take that recipe for that dough and just turn it into flatbread. It takes about 10 minutes to fix in a KitchenAid. Roll the thing out. He put coarse salt over the top and a little hot chili oil, and I think it would make a fabulous pizza dough.
So you just take this dough and just press it down onto a flat round and bake it off with that stuff on top, huh? You want to give me the recipe so all the punters can have a look?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, we'll have that on the Food for Thought website at kplu.org, and along with some pictures of my fabulous pizza and the pizza steel and whatever else I can find, throw in there to jazz things up. It'll all be at kplu.org. Click on Features and then Food for Thought, and all will be revealed. With KPLU food talker Nancy
Carb on
Leeson, I'm Dick Stein.